Chapter 5. The Day After the Wish. The next morning, as the family sat at the breakfast table, they laughed at their fears about the talisman. The fire, which had frightened Herbert the night before, now looked quite plain and ordinary. The dirty little monkey's paw was lying on the table. It was impossible to believe that it had any kind of magic powers. "I suppose all old soldiers are the same," said Mrs. White. "Why did we believe his stories? How could wishes be granted in these days? And if they could, how could 200 pounds hurt you?" "Might drop on his head from the sky," said Herbert, laughing.
"It might still come true," said Mr. White. "Morris said the wishes were granted so naturally that they looked like coincidence."
"Well, don't spend the money before I come back from work," said Herbert, as he rose from the table. "I don't want it to change you." His mother laughed and, seeing him to the door, watched him walk down the road. She smiled at her husband. He was the only one of them who still believed in the power of the paw. However, when the mail came later that day, she did hurry to answer the door more quickly than usual. Not that she expected anything, she told herself, just in case something special was going to happen. And she did feel disappointed to find it was just a bill from the tailor. "Herbert will make some more jokes about the paw, I expect, when he comes home," she said as they sat at dinner.
"I'm sure he will," said Mr. White, filling a glass with water.
"But the thing moved in my hand. That I am sure of."
"You thought it did," said the old lady softly.
"It did," replied her husband. "There was no thought about it. I had just..." "What's the matter?"
His wife made no reply. She was watching the strange movements of a man outside. The man appeared to be trying to make up his mind to enter. He seemed somewhat nervous. She noticed that the stranger was well-dressed and wore a smart hat. Three times he paused at the gate and then walked on past it again. The fourth time he stood with his hand upon it and then pushed it open and walked up the path.